From Spark and Anvil, an Alchemist Forge, this is Hint Hertha, in Chapter 1 of the Alchemist Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Hint Hertha had the second strangest job in the library. The absolute strangest belonged to Practice Patience. His job was to stare at a pot of water and wait for it to boil. It never did. Hint Hertha's job was almost as weird. She answered your big, frustrating questions with small, simple ones. Questions you hadn't even thought to ask. Hertha lived in a little wooden booth. It was tucked between the sunny children's section and the mysterious back room. A sign painted in cheerful blue letters hung over the window. Stuck? Below it was a small brass bell on a spring. When you rang it, Hertha would slide open a shutter and peer out. She was usually knitting a sweater with far too many arms. She would set down her clicking needles like you were a welcome surprise. The first time Maya rang the bell, she was 11. She was stuck on a math problem. For 45 minutes, she had stared at the numbers. The pencil lead had snapped twice. The paper was smudged with angry eraser marks. She was furious at the problem. She was furious at the fractions. She was even furious at the quiet, dusty air in the library. Finally, she stomped over to the booth. She gave the bell a sharp ding. The brass shutter slid open with a heavy clank. Hint Hertha looked out. She wore small, round glasses that made her eyes look like curious marbles. "Tell me what the problem is asking," she said. Her voice was calm and quiet. "It's asking me to add 2/3 and 3/5," Maya grumbled. "And what does that mean exactly?" Hertha asked. Maya stared. What kind of question was that? "It means add them."
"What did the last problem you added look like?" Maya had to think for a second. "It was 1/4 + 3/4. "And how did you solve that one?" "Easy," Maya said. "They were both quarters, so I just added the top numbers." "Good." A tiny, patient smile appeared on Hertha's face. "Now, what kind of quarter is 2/3? Maya opened her mouth. She closed it. She felt her brain trip over itself. "It's not a quarter," she said slowly. "Right." "It's 1/3. "Right."
"And 3/5 is 1/5. "Right." A frown dug a ditch between Maya's eyebrows. "Those aren't the same kind of thing at all." "That's the problem inside the problem," Hint Hertha said. "I won't tell you the rest, but I want you to think about one thing. What kind of piece could 2/3 and 3/5 both be?" With a soft click, she slid the brass shutter shut. Maya was left staring at the wood. She stood there for a full minute. The fury had vanished. Now she just felt puzzled. She walked back to her table with Hertha's question echoing in her head. What kind of piece could they both be? She stared at her smudged worksheet. She drew a circle and cut it into 3 clumsy slices. Then she drew another circle and cut it into 5. They looked nothing alike. This was useless. Her pencil tapped on the table. Kinds of things, kinds of things. What if she combined them? She scribbled in the margins. 3 × 5 = 15. 15? She drew a new, bigger circle. Carefully, she divided it into 15 skinny wedges. It looked like a pizza for a very large, very polite family. She shaded in the space for 2/3. 10 of the skinny wedges turned gray. Then she imagined another pizza, also with 15 slices. How many slices would 3/5 be? She counted on her fingers. 9 slices. Suddenly, her brain fizzed. They were both 15ths now. They were the same kind of thing. 10 of them + 9 of them was 19 of them. 19/15. She had it.
She marched back to the booth, her feet barely touching the floor. She rang the bell. Ding! "I got it," she announced when the shutter opened. "It's 19/15.
"Excellent," Hertha said. "What did you have to do to get there?"
I had to find a kind of peace they could both be.
And what do mathematicians call that? Maya paused. I don't know. A common slice?
Hint Hertha's smile widened.
Look it up. That's your next hint. And the shutter clicked shut again.
That was the thing about Hint Hertha. Maya learned it over many visits to the little wooden booth. Hertha never gave you the answer. She never told you the secret rule. She never even showed you the shortcut. She just found a smaller question hiding inside your big one. A question so small, it almost felt like cheating.
And once you answered the small question, the big one wasn't so scary anymore. That's the whole trick, Hint Hertha told Maya a year later. They were sharing a cookie through the window. Most hard problems are really three or four small problems wearing a trench coat. They're pretending to be one big scary monster. My job is to find a button on the coat for you to pull. So you don't actually know more than I do, Maya said, chewing. Hint Hertha let out a sudden, delighted laugh. Oh, I know a lot more than you do, dear. But not about your problem. I know about which small question to give you. That's a different kind of knowing. It's the only kind my job requires. Maya thought about that for a long time. Slowly, she started trying to find her own smaller questions. Not when she was furious. That never worked. But on days when she was just a little stuck, she would stop. She would try to hear Hertha's voice in her head. What's the smallest part of this you do know? Usually, that was enough to find a button on the coat. It was, she decided, the second best gift in the whole library. When she told Hint Hertha this, the older woman just smiled. She closed the brass shutter and called through the wood. Wrong order. Alcuin gives you the gift of the right book. I give you the gift of the right small question. They're the same gift, just in a different box. Maya thought about that too.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Hint Hertha. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.